Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 8th day of August, and it is my joy and my honor, my distinct privilege, really, to be reading the Bible for us, with you, together in community, individually and collectively. What a journey we have traveled together already this year, right? If you have just started this year, can you believe the ebb and flow of life and the ups and downs of the journey? Just reading about the people, the children of Israel, their coming, their going, their return, their fall away, and how relatable to our own lives, such as the journey of life, right? And maybe you're new here. And if you are, welcome. We welcome you just as you are into the global campfire, this beautiful community, transformational journey of reading the Bible out loud. And we do it together here in chronological order. So if you are brand new, my daughter Chyna founded the Daily Audio Bible Chronological, and she and I take turns back and forth every week. Last week was her week. She is taking a week off, and this is my week and my joy to be here with you. We're reading today in Jeremiah, continuing the book of Jeremiah, reading chapters 4, 5, and 6. This week, we are reading in the Christian Standard Bible, Jeremiah chapter 4. If you return, Israel, this is the Lord's declaration. You will return to me if you remove your abhorrent idols from my presence and do not waver. Then you can swear, as the Lord lives, in truth, justice, and righteousness, and then the nations will be blessed by him and will boast in him. For this is what the Lord says to the men of Judah and Jerusalem. Break up the unplowed ground. Do not sow among the thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Remove the foreskin of your hearts, men of Judah and residents of Jerusalem. Otherwise, my wrath will break out like fire and burn with no one to extinguish it because of your evil deeds. Declare in Judah, proclaim in Jerusalem, and say, blow the ram's horn throughout the land. Cry out loudly and say, assemble yourselves, and let's flee to the fortified cities. Light up a signal flag toward Zion. Run for cover, don't stand still. For I am bringing disaster from the north, a crushing blow. A lion has gone up from his thicket. A destroyer of nations has set out. He has left his lair to make your land a waste. Your cities will be reduced to uninhabited ruins. Because of this, put on sackcloth. Mourn and wail, for the Lord's burning anger has not turned away from us. On that day, this is the Lord's declaration, the king and the officials will lose their courage. The priests will tremble in fear, and the prophets will be scared speechless. I said, oh no, Lord God, you have certainly deceived this people and Jerusalem by announcing, you will have peace while the sword is at our throats. At that time, it will be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a searing wind blows from the barren heights in the wilderness on the way to my dear people. It comes not to winnow or to sift. A wind too strong for this comes at my call. Now I will also pronounce judgments against them. Look, he advances like clouds. His chariots are like a storm. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us, for we are ruined. Wash the evil from your heart, Jerusalem, so that you will be delivered. How long will you harbor malicious thoughts? For a voice announces from Dan, proclaiming malice from Mount Ephraim. Warn the nations, look, proclaim to Jerusalem, those who besiege are coming from a distant land. They raise their voices against the cities of Judah. They have her surrounded like those who guard a field because she has rebelled against me. This is the Lord's declaration. Your way and your actions have brought this on you. This is your punishment. It is very bitter because it has reached your heart. My anguish. I writhe in agony. Oh, the pain in my heart. My heart pounds. I cannot be silent. For you, my soul, have heard the sound of the ram's horn, the shout of battle. Disaster after disaster is reported because the whole land is destroyed. Suddenly, my tents are destroyed, my tent curtains, in a moment. How long must I see the signal flag and hear the sound of the ram's horn? For my people are fools. They do not know me. They are foolish children without understanding. They are skilled in doing what is evil, but they do not know how to do what is good. I looked at the earth, and it was formless and empty. I looked to the heavens, and their light was gone. I looked at the mountains, and they were quaking. All the hills shook. I looked, and there was no human being, and all the birds of the sky had fled. I looked, and the fertile field was a wilderness. All its cities were torn down because of the Lord and his burning anger. But this is what the Lord says. The whole land will be a desolation, but I will not finish it off. Because of this, the earth will mourn. The skies above will grow dark. I have spoken, I have planned, and I will not relent or turn back from it. Every city flees at the sound of the horseman and the archer. They enter the thickets and climb among the rocks. Every city is abandoned. No inhabitant is left. And you, devastated one, what are you doing that you dress yourself in scarlet, that you adorn yourself with gold jewelry, that you enhance your eyes with makeup? You beautify yourself for nothing. Your lovers reject you. They intend to take your life. I hear a cry like a woman in labor, a cry of anguish like one bearing her first child. The cry of daughter Zion gasping for breath, stretching out her hands. Woe is me, for my life is weary because of the murderers. Roam through the streets of Jerusalem. Investigate, search in her squares. If you find one person, any who acts justly, who pursues faithfulness, then I will forgive her. When they say, as the Lord lives, they are swearing falsely. Lord, don't let your eyes look for faithfulness. You have struck them, but they felt no pain. You finished them off, but they refused to accept discipline. They made their faces harder than rock, and they refused to return. Then I thought, they are just the poor. They have been foolish, for they don't understand the way of the Lord, the justice of their God. I will go to the powerful and speak to them. Surely they know the way of the Lord, the justice of their God. However, these also had broken the yoke and torn off the chains. Therefore, a lion from the forest will strike them down. A wolf from arid plains will ravage them. A leopard stalks their cities. Anyone who leaves them will be torn to pieces because their rebellious acts are many, their unfaithful deeds numerous. Why should I forgive you? Your children have abandoned me and sworn by those who are not gods. I satisfied their needs, yet they committed adultery. They gashed themselves at the prostitute's house. They are well-fed, eager stallions, each neighing after someone else's wife. Should I not punish them for these things? This is the Lord's declaration. Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Go up among her vineyard terraces and destroy them. But do not finish them off. Prune away her shoots, for they do not belong to the Lord. They, the house of Israel and the house of Judah, have dealt very treacherously with me. This is the Lord's declaration. They have contradicted the Lord and insisted it won't happen. Harm won't come to us. We won't see sword or famine. The prophets become only wind, for the Lord's word is not in them. This will in fact happen to them. Therefore, this is what the Lord, God of armies, says. Because you have spoken this word, I'm going to make my words become fire in your mouth. These people are the wood, and the fire will consume them. I am about to bring a nation from far away against you, house of Israel. This is the Lord's declaration. It is an established nation, an ancient nation. A nation whose language you do not know and whose speech you do not understand. Their quiver is like an open grave. They are all warriors. They will consume your harvest and your food. They will consume your sons and your daughters. They will consume your flocks and your herds. They will consume your vines and your fig trees. With the sword, they will destroy your fortified cities in which you trust. But even in those days, this is the Lord's declaration, I will not finish you off. When people ask, for what offense has the Lord our God done all these things to us? You will respond to them, just as you abandoned me and served foreign gods in your land, so will you serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob, proclaim it in Judah, saying, hear this, you foolish and senseless people. They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. Do you not fear me? This is the Lord's declaration. Do you not tremble before me, the one who set the sand as the boundary of the sea, an enduring barrier that it cannot cross? The waves surge, but they cannot prevail. They roar, but cannot pass over it. But these people have stubborn and rebellious hearts. They have turned aside and have gone away. They have not said to themselves, let's fear the Lord our God, who gives the seasonal rains, both autumn and spring, who guarantees to us the fixed weeks of the harvest. Your guilty acts have diverted these things from you. Your sins have withheld my bounty from you, for wicked men live among my people. They watch like hunters lying in wait. They set a trap. They catch men like a cage full of birds, so their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have grown powerful and rich. They have become fat and sleek. They have also excelled in evil matters. They have not taken up cases such as the case of the fatherless, so they might prosper, and they have not defended the rights of the needy. Should I not punish them for these things? This is the Lord's declaration. Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? An appalling, horrible thing has taken place in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own authority. My people love it like this, but what will you do at the end of it? Run for cover out of Jerusalem, Benjaminites. Sound the ram's horn in Tekoa. Raise a smoke signal over Beth Hetcherim, for disaster threatens from the north, even a crushing blow. Though she is beautiful and delicate, I will destroy daughter Zion. Shepherds and their flocks will come against her. They will pitch their tents all around her. Each will pasture his own portion, set them apart for war against her. Rise up, let's attack at noon. Woe to us, for the day is passing. The evening shadows grow long. Rise up, let's attack by night. Let's destroy her fortresses. For this is what the Lord of armies says. Cut down the trees, raise a siege ramp against Jerusalem. This city must be punished. There is nothing but oppression within her. As a well gushes out its water, so she pours out her evil. Violence and destruction resound in her. Sickness and wounds keep coming to my attention. Be warned, Jerusalem, or I will turn away from you. I will make you a desolation, a land without inhabitants. This is what the Lord of armies says. Glean the remnant of Israel as thoroughly as a vine. Pass your hand once more like a grape gatherer over the branches. Who can I speak to and give such a warning that they will listen? Look, their ear is uncircumcised, so they cannot pay attention. See, the word of the Lord has become contemptible to them. They find no pleasure in it. But I am full of the Lord's wrath. I am tired of holding it back. Pour it out on the children in the street, on the gathering of young men as well. For both husband and wife will be captured, the old with the very old. Their houses will be turned over to others, their fields and wives as well, for I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land. This is the Lord's declaration. For from the least to the greatest of them, everyone is making profit dishonestly. From prophet to priest, everyone deals falsely. They have treated my people's brokenness superficially, claiming peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they acted so detestably? They weren't at all ashamed. They can no longer feel humiliation. Therefore, they will fall among the fallen. When I punish them, they will collapse, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Stand by the roadways and look. Ask about the ancient paths, which is the way to what is good. Then take it and find rest for yourselves. But they protested, we won't. I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen for the sound of the ram's horn. But they protested, we won't listen. Therefore listen, you nations, and you witnesses. Learn what the charge is against them. Listen, earth. I am about to bring disaster on these people, the fruit of their own plotting, for they have paid no attention to my words. They have rejected my instruction. What use to me is frankincense from Sheba or sweet cane from a distant land? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. Your sacrifices do not please me. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I am going to place stumbling blocks before these people. Fathers and sons together will stumble over them. Friends and neighbors will also perish. This is what the Lord says. Look, an army is coming from a northern land. A great nation will be stirred up from the remote regions of the earth. They grasp bow and javelin. They are cruel and show no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride on horses, lined up like men in battle formation, against you, daughter Zion. We have heard about it, and our hands have become weak. Distress has seized us, pain like a woman in labor. Don't go out to the fields, don't walk on the road, for the enemy has a sword. Terror is on every side. My dear people, dress yourselves in sackcloth and roll in the dust. Mourn as you would for an only son, a bitter lament, for suddenly the destroyer will come on us. I have appointed you to be an assayer among my people, a refiner, so you may know and essay their way of life. All are stubborn rebels, spreading slander. They are bronze and iron. All of them are corrupt. The bellows blow, blasting the lead with fire. The refining is completely in vain. The evil ones are not separated out. They are called rejected silver, for the Lord has rejected them. Yesterday, we met Jeremiah and started a brand new book. And I know sometimes we can walk into these brand new books and we just dive in. We just start reading and there's like really no formal introduction of who this person is and where they came from and why are they here and why are you saying all of these things. So let's just take today and orient ourselves with Jeremiah. In the book of Jeremiah, we began today, one of the most intriguing books of prophecy in the Old Testament, partially due to the authenticity of Jeremiah himself. He was committed to obeying God, but he certainly didn't like everything he was instructed to do. Nor do we, right? At times, he wanted to wash his hands of the whole business because it appeared that no one was listening. That sounds slightly familiar. Jeremiah's frustration wasn't all in his head. Israel had turned her back on God. And for more than two decades, Jeremiah was a lone voice. Two decades, 20 years. Jeremiah was a lone voice warning that their path would lead them anywhere but a pleasant destination. This often led to conflict and imprisonment for Jeremiah. His message of impending doom was frankly not good for business, and powerful people were fed up with his interference. Through trial and persecution, Jeremiah remained faithful to God, and sure enough, his warnings were accurate. The Babylonian Empire invaded the land in 587 BC. Jerusalem fell in the conquest, and Solomon's stunning palace and the great temple of God were utterly destroyed. So I guess if we just dissect that for a minute and think that for two decades, he is the lone voice of correction and accountability. Try being a lone voice in any group of people that you are calling people out and trying to get them to return from their sinful ways and return to God. That road had to be so lonely for Jeremiah. And we know that even he himself didn't like what God was asking him to do. That is so relatable sometimes to us. That is not what I want to do. You're asking me to do this, but I had my eyes and my sights set on this. It's usually a much more glamorous, a much more, I'm going to use the word seductive. And I mean to use the word seductive. We usually want a far more seductive role, which means we are luring people into what we're doing. They are watching us. All eyes are on us and they want what we have. That's usually the part we want to play in the kingdom of God. Feed the hungry, clothe the homeless, take care of the widows and orphans. Let somebody else do that. We want to build this thing over here and do this thing. And sometimes, you know, we want it on a grand scale, and sometimes it's just the little thing that we can't get the next step to. So we hear this in the story of Jeremiah, and I think we may all be able to relate to it. Although it seems like today we're all wanting to be Jeremiah's. We all wanting to call people out in their sinful ways and tell everybody what wrong thing they're doing as if we have got it completely right, right? Like there's, that way we just keep feeding our ego, stroking our ego that we're doing everything right. We've got this all together and we'll just kindly point out to that stranger that we don't know their name what, how incorrect their belief is, how wrong their theology is, and certainly who's getting in and who's not getting in and who wronged us that's especially not getting in. And so it's a further reminder that we should more than likely not speak about any of those things unless we are certain that God himself has asked us to, he has appointed us to, because where he has called us and where he has pointed and said go, and given the direction and given the game plan, he will certainly give you the grace. And I can't say for certain if there's no grace, then there's no God. But I can tell you in most everything in my life, when the season is done, the grace has lifted. And I have felt that before I knew that the season was coming to an end. So lots of thoughts here today on Jeremiah. And we're going to dig in our heels for a little bit and listen to the prophetic voice of Jeremiah through scripture for the next few days. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the parallels that we can pull from in our own lives today, knowing the story of who Jeremiah was and how you sent him and how he endured many years being alone and possibly a lonely man calling back a people to you. We hear these words, and sometimes they are rough going down. It's like tasting a pill on its way down, and we didn't expect it to be bitter. We wanted the sugar coating over the top to mask and disguise the bitter that lies underneath. But the bitter is what compels us to think, to examine, and to make necessary changes. And so we sit with that today, and we pause, and we think about our actions and our words, and wonder if they are pleasing to you, if they are bringing you glory ultimately. And I pray that we just sit with the weight of that today. is what we are doing, is what we are speaking, ultimately bringing you glory. And we pray this now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that's home base. Check it out. If you have not, take a look around. That's also the website. If you have not done so yet, there is a free app, and you are free to download the free app and listen to the Bible for free. It's a beautiful thing. Freedom, in this case, is free, but freedom is rarely free. It usually comes with a really huge sacrificial price of some sort. But in this case, the Bible is free, and we are so grateful to be able to do that. If you would like to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if this has been freedom and healing and life-giving to you, we are so grateful that we can partner with you in this way and not shoulder the burdens all alone. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you're utilizing that mobile app, hit the give icon. It's up at the top right-hand corner of your mobile device. And then lastly, look for the give icon on the website itself. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways to do so. 800-583-2164. Or hit the red circle button up at the top right-hand corner of that app once again. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Hit submit, turn the wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. And lastly, you could utilize the prayer wall that is both on the app and the website as well. That is not where you would speak, but you would actually type out your prayer request. And there are people that are willing, ready, and available to pray with you so that you do not walk alone in whatever you are dealing with. Lastly, for sure lastly, you can utilize all of our social media platforms as a means to connect with a fellow dabber. Daily Audio Bible is the official Daily Audio Bible Facebook page. DAB Friends is a place of connection. Daily Audio Bible Chronological and DABC Friends. And then if you are a gal, a female, a woman, a big girl, whatever variation you like, I'll meet you over at Daily Audio Bible Women's page for daily encouragement. That's going to do it for me today. Looking forward to a great week with all of you. I'm Jill. Until we turn the page together tomorrow, love one another.
Hello, DABC family. This is Amanda in Nebraska. I just posted over on the regular DAB just a praise and thanks for this community. I worked in the yard for about 9 hours today and just listened to the DAB and the DABC the entire time. I'm behind for the month of July, and I didn't get to participate in the long walk, so I decided that this was my long walk, and it was wonderful. Just enjoyed being out in God's creation, working in my flowers. I would ask prayer for my husband that he would... That God would move his heart to bring him back to church. And just pray for our family in general. I've got family driving up from Texas tomorrow, 14-hour drive. They'll leave tomorrow morning, Saturday the 30th. And that's it. I appreciate this community and all it brings, and everyone calling in with praises and prayers. I pray along as the prayer request is coming in. And I just love this community. Y'all have a great night.
Good morning, Alex, soldier for God. This is Adrian, his mighty tortoise in Maryland. Calling or recording for you and your wife. You're concerned about her having another miscarriage. And I'm so sorry. My daughter is in a... Well, my daughter's had two miscarriages last year, in 2020. And now she has Asherman syndrome, which is as a result of the miscarriages. She's got... it's recurring scar tissue. So she's now having difficulties getting pregnant. So I feel your pain, my dear Alex. This is so difficult. Dearest Papa, please take care of Alex and his wife. Please keep this baby inside where he needs to be or she needs to be. Please take care of them. They're a little family and they're growing, and the baby doesn't need to move to heaven before it even gets a chance to meet his mommy and daddy. Please take care of them, Lord. Please keep the baby inside and help him grow and be able to come out and meet his mommy and daddy and have a good full life. Thank you so much, dear Lord. Amen. Again, this is your friend Adrian.
Greetings, my dearly beloved DABC community. This is Filmmaker Upload from California. We made it through July, and I hope that and I pray that God guides all of us as we embrace August tomorrow. I am recording this to pray for a lady who left a prayer request, but she didn't leave her name. You sound like you're in so much pain, and you've not been sleeping. You've had so many stomach aches for a long period, and you're asking for healing. Father, I pray for this woman who is your daughter. I pray that you heal her, touch her stomach, please, and help her. I pray, Father, that if she needs to go to seek medical help, please guide the doctors and whatever medical staff looks at her and sees either her scans, that they can be able to see what's really going on and they're able to administer the right remedy for her. Lord, I pray that you help her too. It may be that she has anxiety from the stomachache, that she's not able to get the sleep and the rest she needs. But Lord, please alleviate that and help her to get some rest. And Father, I pray that you surround her with friends and family who love her and care for her. Father, I also pray for Cody from Utah. Please continue to surround him with friends. Help him in his endeavors to discover him or rediscover himself and his interests. And I pray for Joy from Mexico. Please guide her too and be with her, whether it's as she prepares for school or she's still going through the school program. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, this is Big Shoes Tiny Feet. I'm calling in to pray for Phil Mike Upload from California. I know you didn't ask for it, but I felt I should do it, so I'm doing it anyway. Father, I just thank you for Phil Mike Upload from California. I pray that you are with her today, whatever challenges she's going through. I pray that you will bless her, give her guidance, and that you will give her wisdom in every situation. I pray that you will bless her financially and with good friends that can be there for her, and that she will feel the joy of the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.